You can now listen to Conning the Con ad-free on Apple subscription and buymeacoffee.com/Conning the Con. But that is not all you will find there. I've got two little words for you. Tonka Trilogy. If you know, you know, right? And if you don't, keep listening to Conning the Con and it will all become clear soon enough. And if you want a sneak peek, head over to @ConningTheCon on Instagram and get a look at the lighter side of this, well, very heavy con story. Simply click the subscribe button now on Apple Podcasts for ad-free and bonus content. Or if you aren't an Apple user, head to buymeacoffee.com/ConningTheCon, where on top of that ad-free and bonus content, you can access exclusive videos. You'll find all the links, as always, in the show notes. Have you ever felt that pang of disappointment when you couldn't add a ticket to your collection because it was digital? Or maybe you just lost it? Well, StubForge.com is here to change that. Imagine this: tickets that not only look but feel like the real deal, because each ticket from StubForge is printed on the same quality stock that Ticketmaster uses and printed with genuine ticket printers. It's like holding a piece of the concert, the game, or the show right in your hands. But StubForge isn't just about replacing tickets. With the easy-to-use interactive designer, you can create custom tickets for anything, from concerts to sports games, pregnancy announcements, or parties. Why not make your invitations stand out with tickets that are as unique as your event? And if you're trying to complete a back catalogue of missing tickets, StubForge offers bulk discounts to make it both easy and affordable. With StubForge, you can once more give your loved ones physical tickets and see their eyes light up instantly at the best gift you can give. So whether you're looking to reignite your ticket collection, craft the perfect gift, or send the coolest invites, head over to StubForge.com. Start creating today and see how StubForge makes every ticket a story worth saving. Visit StubForge.com and start making tickets today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Something is creeping in. Don't follow it down.
Imagine, if you will, you are a con artist and your current mark, Emma in this case, has discovered your real identity, and with it, the knowledge that you are a convicted fraudster. What a conundrum. Do you A, cut your losses and run? B, apologize and give back all those stolen proceeds? Or C, decide to send her your autobiography to explain your career path from mere criminal to the world's most unassuming spy? Well, if you guessed C, then I can assume that you have perhaps listened to the whole of the Conning the Con podcast and heard a few of the excerpts of Andrew Tonks's not-so-famous autobiography, The Tonka Trilogy, a novel that, if I was forced to categorise it in a public library, would probably sit on the shelf bookended by other famous works of non-fiction fiction, like, say, the autobiography of Lance Armstrong and The Hitler Diaries. But perhaps what sets the Tonka Trilogy apart from these other great works of non-fiction fiction is the actual lack of thought, plot, or even prose put into making this story in any way believable. It is, however, what makes it flippin' hilarious. So here's the deal. We wanted to give you a little sneak peek today by sharing the first few minutes of episode 1 of the Tonka Trilogy. You can binge the full 7 episodes now ad-free on Apple and also over at buymeacoffee.com/ConningTheCon. And without further ado, let's take a little time machine back to April 2019, when Emma's inbox has just pinged with the latest email from Andrew.
Today, I am joined by my sister, Sarah.
Hello.
In London. She's here because right now. Without her, I don't know how I'll be getting through this whole process. And I don't know how I'll be laughing through this process, because right now it is the only thing that's kind of keeping me going. So we wanted to record this for several reasons, because the story that this man is telling is so twisted. I mean, Sarah's like living this real life moment and just gobsmacked. So what Andrew has done so far, he's obviously been writing furiously this afternoon to try and manipulate me with the stories. There's some truths in there that he's told me already. So there's a few small truths and some ones that aren't true as well. So he said, "For my eyes only." So right now I'm going to read it out to you all.
Our eyes do look quite similar, so.
Your eyes look very similar to me, pretty much my twin. So he's named it the Tonka Trilogy.
Which is brilliant. Gold title anyway.
Or named,
my favourite bit is the next bit.
Or named to be advised.
Exactly, like his real name.
Will we just... No, he does go into that, Sarah. He goes into that. Okay, so I've had a skim read with my mouth jaw on the computer. And now you're ready for Tonka Trilogy Part 1, I think it is. So even the start gets me. So dedicated to Emma Ferris, the one woman who... I can't even... It's making me sick reading it, actually. The one woman who made me drop my guard, the woman who made me tell my story, the woman who could extract complete honesty from me, and the one woman who asked me more questions than any interrogation I have ever experienced. I love you.
And I think that's a few, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's had a few interrogations with the police.
But... Yes. No, secret agent. Secret agent.
Oh, sorry.
Get your story straight.
He's probably waterboarded in Afghanistan for a week.
Stop it. Okay. So he's put it in, like, this is going to be his future book. So I feel bad that I'm, like, spoiler alert for anybody that wants to read the Tonka Trilogy. I'm sorry you're not going to be able to, because it's by then he'll be in jail. So he set it out in contents, acknowledgements. Obviously, I'm going to be acknowledged, I'm sure, down the track. I can't believe this is still happening in my life. And right now I'm writing this out. Okay, so chapter one.
Oh, my God. I
was a fat kid and I loved cake.
Oh my God! I'm eating cereal. I just about spat it right out my nose.
Chapter two.
Stop it.
No. You got chapters. So he's leaving me hanging. Chapter, like, okay, so he's written down there's going to be, I just want to read chapter 9 now. Chapter 9.
Oh, my God, Emma, sorry. I thought that was the whole thing. I thought that was chapter 1. And I was like, oh, he's right. Okay, he's going
quick. No. Okay, so hold on. He's literally laid it out, chapter for titles.
I didn't realize there was a table of contents.
It's actually a table of contents. Oh, God. Okay, so chapter 2, high school, my school, no longer a fat kid. Chapter 3, sport, the conflict of wanting to do everything and a body that wanted to do nothing. Chapter 4, business and pleasure, don't want to know that one. Chapter 5, world travels equals private security contracting, or does it?
Oh my God, it's so good already, please tell me that chapter's included today.
Okay, where do we get up to in his chapters? No, it's a cliffhanger. He gets out of chapter 5, world travel.
Oh, right. It's so good. This is literally like Netflix and binge chill. Oh, join me next week.
No, tomorrow night, he said. Okay, so chapter 6, becoming a spy. WTF? WTF? I wanted to be a businessman.
Oh, my God.
Chapter 7, breaking my family and friends' internal turmoil. I always went into jail. Chapter 8, see, we're not going to know this till the next time. Infiltration, Oz, and NZ. In other words, make yourself look bad to ensure mission success. Chapter 9.
Typical.
Retirement, facts, and lies.
Oh, my God. Is there more? Or are we?
But this now I've got the status through the title page. We're going into it now. Okay. Acknowledgements. This will include individuals, governments, and organisations upon approval from agencies involved. Introduction. A brief on the possible ghostwriter or myself, depending on my skill and ability. My spelling and punctuation sucks, so more likely someone else interviewing me. He's literally thinking he's writing this. So seriously, if he... We're going to be really feel bad if this is a true story. So, where are we at? It'll also cover how a fat kid from Tasmania now has government citizenship in several countries, can't mention at this stage, with passports in each country for up to four different identities. All variations on my ridiculously long name. You'll hear about that later. And hidden in each of these countries, purely as a backup depending on desired exit plan at the time. It will also cover the extreme difficulty of trying to return to normal life when your identity and your character has sometimes had to do ridiculous things to complete the mission.
Oh no, God.
There's more. I'm not even past the introduction yet. Infiltration of dangerous people requires a full commitment, including things such as that particular identity, character, and that particular country. Getting arrested to gain trust of inmates. Well, he's done that a few times. To working as a multi-millionaire tycoon to get inside elite money laundering and human trafficking rings. Okay, the human trafficking ring is now making me laugh because I did not see that before. Yeah, because obviously we've got that happening in New Zealand. To being an actual well-off...
Don't be, Emma, now you're being naive.
Yeah, I am. Oh, great, am I? I don't know anymore. Okay, I'm finished.
It's brilliant.
To being actually well-off entrepreneur who is then asked to be a homeless person in piss-soaked clothing to scope a possible terror cell safe house.
Hold on, sorry. Did he just say he was a homeless man in piss-soaked clothing?
to scope a possible terror cell safe house.
Was it his own piss, or did they give him clothes to him?
Look, I'll ask for some notes on that as I'll like go back and give some critiques.
I've just got this vision of him like going into work that day, like, oh my, his uniform and he's peed on his outfit.
Like in the job description, does it say you have to use your own piss or somebody else's? Like.
Hello and welcome to Guilty Greenie. I feel like we should start off this show by saying it's nearly impossible to be 100% sustainable given the current world we live in.
How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Not a great analogy for a vegetarian, but you know.
We're talking about sustainability, maybe not the best analogy.
Don't eat the elephant is the first rule of the Guilty Greenie.
There's your first challenge of the week. Avoid elephants. What they used to call frugal is now considered sustainable.
That's such an aha moment. Frugal to sustainable.
You can save money and help the planet. That's going to be our new
tagline for sure. Yeah,
you can find Guilty Greenie on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform you prefer. And join us in tackling the Guilty Greenie challenges. Until then, stay curiously green.
Science! Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Mm. Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.
Okay, you ready for chapter one?
Yeah.
Chapter one, I was a fat kid and I loved cake. Such a good title.
Oh, great title. Great title.
Now, all these will be expanded, he said. This is just a brief outline, so just, you know, there's more to come. I'm almost feeling a bit sick saying it.
Deep breath.
I was born as Andrew William Charlton Tonks Thompson in the little sleepy old Hobart Hospital, Tasmania, Australia. This was strange from the outright start.
So there you have it. If you want to avoid making catastrophic career missteps that may one day have you turning up to work and being handed a pile of piss-soaked clothes to wriggle into, then keep listening to the Tonka Trilogy on Apple Podcasts. You'll find it under Season 2 of Conning the Con. Episode 1 is called It's Complicated, and there are 7 episodes in total to binge right now. If you are not an Apple Podcast user, then never fear, head over to buymeacoffee.com/conningthecon, where you will find all of the bonus episodes plus bonus video content. You can tell us your favourite chapters now on Instagram at conningthecon or on Twitter at conningthecon1. As usual, all the links will be in the show notes. Conning the Con and the Tonka Trilogy are community podcast productions. You can find more podcasts with purpose at Community Podcasts on Instagram, like the award-nominated pods Stop the Killing, Guilty Greenie, and of course Clueless, The Long Con, which if you're partial to a con artist story, is the perfect place to start. That's Clueless spelled K-L-O-O-G-H-L-E-S-S. And with that, in the words of Andrew Tonks, the world's most unassuming spy, we are now going dark.
Something is creeping in, don't follow it down.
The truth about the Haditha massacre has been covered up, but not anymore.
I know you know what happened.
They went into houses and killed women and children.
What are you thinking?
What a mess.
U.S. Marines murdered innocent civilians in cold blood.
And at the center of it all
is 25-year-old Sergeant Frank Wooderich.
And me. Murder in House 2. A new podcast from Crowd Network.
Ohio is a land of mystery. From missing shipwrecks and lost treasure beneath her surface to strange phenomena slicing through her skies. From myths that have evolved around historic events and people to the unsolved murders and disappearances that keep her communities wondering what happened. Find Ohio Mysteries on your favorite podcast app and let's explore the inexplicable. OhioMysteries.com.